Grace is the frame of reference which gives us our bearings in raising our children as Christians, in patterning our child raising after God's way of raising us.
God calls us to wholeheartedly live for Him, to love people in the way that is truly centered on others. Ladies, today on Gateway to Joy, Elizabeth Elliott shares another lesson in following the Master, the one who came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give His life as a ransom for many. Here's Elizabeth Elliott.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking again today with my sister-in-law, Lovelace Howard. We've been discussing the spiritual training of children from the time they're born, and we've gotten them all the way up through their teen years. And Lovelace, we've just talked in our last talk together about how there is a developing fellowship between the parents and the children. And you learn to know each other, you learn to know yourselves before God. Suppose a Christian mother or father says to you, but I just feel frustration and despair. I really don't know how to go about this. I need some kind of a frame of reference. I wish I could have a home such as you describe. But what is my frame of reference?
I've thought a lot about that because even though I was a very successful young new missionary, I was a disaster as a young new mother. I didn't seem to know what I was doing with my children. I seemed to be shaking a finger at them, expecting instant perfection, angry when their will thwarted mine. It was a mess. And I began crying out to God to help me and show me what to do. I thought and thought and thought, trying to take some of the how-to that was given to parents in raising children and discover a theological framework for the how-to of raising children. I finally discovered James Dobson's books about 10 years later than I should have. Finally, one year in studying Ephesians with the Bible study, I realized that here was a perfect pattern for me that I had needed of how God as my Father raised me. And the word that began to shout at me from Ephesians was grace, grace. Grace is what's different about how God loves me and how I love my children. And I discovered that grace is the frame of reference which gives us our bearings in raising our children as Christians, in patterning our child raising after God's way of raising us.
Yes, Paul says in one of his epistles, in bringing your children up, correct them and guide them as the Lord does. How does the Lord do this?
I tried to discipline myself to go back through Ephesians and through the Psalms and through other portions of the Scripture with which I was familiar and discover how did God raise us. I have since then worked it out into a few words that helped me get hold of it. First, I saw God as my Heavenly Father knowing me perfectly. Then receiving me as I am, not because it doesn't matter what I'm like, but because He's able to help me grow and change. And so I put my mind for myself and for the other people that were in this struggle to understand what it means really to know the little child we've been given. Mothers generally spend more effort and time on trying to get to know their children, I believe. And I expect that if you've grown up in a bigger family than I did, you may have an idea of what a child is going to be like at 3, 6, 9, 12. But a lot of us who have very clear ideas about where we're going, what we want our children to turn out like, we have clear moral standards, we really don't know what to expect of our first two children, who always turn out to be very different from each other, at 6 years old. I remember some of the struggles Tom and I had because I felt very soon that he was asking of a three-year-old what was really appropriate six-year-old behavior. But we got into a tussle because we were asking obedience of our children, but we were asking inappropriate things. So even though we live in an age that overdoes it on analyzing our children and too much psychology, I would say today, parents can't be lazy about this. We do need to know where we are with a three-year-old, not expect a six-year-old to produce 12-year-old behavior. So I think this is part of knowing our children, just knowing children, but particularly knowing each child, to watch them, to listen to them. Oh, he's like Aunt so-and-so. She's like her grandmother. He's just like such-and-such. We need to take each child as they come. I'm very impressed with Val, your daughter, and her six children, that she and Walt seem to expect that each of these children is going to be completely different from each other one. I love the way they can tell you in a word what a child is like, as though that's the most natural thing in the world. I think I thought all children were supposed to be this, 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 and this, and I was horrified when they were any different at all. So knowing a child from a little baby right on through.
Is it misguided? Is it dangerous? Or is it a good thing to talk so much about unconditional love as though if you love your child the way you're supposed to love him, then exactly the way he is exactly the way he's supposed to be?
I think that's very confusing to people. And that's why for the second point of God's gracious love to us, I like to use receive instead of accept. Accept has a little atmosphere about it these days of take it as it is because anything goes. And that is not the way God treats us. God can afford to take us as we are because he's the one who can help us change and grow. And I've been thinking a lot lately about this confusion people have over the unconditional love God has to sinners and the fact that he seems to expect his children to obey him. The thing that has helped me with this difference is distinguishing between grace love and obedience love and fellowship love. The love that God loves the world with, that Jesus the Son loves the world with, that sacrificial, serving, unconditional love of a parent for a child is what I call grace love. But in response to that, God seems to expect of his children obedience love, and parents expect of their children in response to this unconditional grace love, obedience love. And when the child responds with obedience love to the grace love, fellowship love is created. I think this is what Jesus was talking about in John when he said, "If you love me, you keep my commandments, and my Father will love you, and we will come to you and make our home with you." There are several verses throughout John 13, 14, 15, 16, when Jesus talks about our loving him, keeping his commandments, his Father's loving us, and they're dwelling with us. So I think that this is what happens with our children. We indeed do love them with an unconditional love, but only when they respond with the obedience love that comes from trusting us and doing what we say does it create the fellowship love that is heaven on earth. I think that's what we were talking about yesterday and the day before, that is beginning to happen in our family with our adult children. There is a fellowship with my daughter that I never dreamed possible. She's not under me anymore. We are adults together in the body of Christ. So our fellowship love now occurs when we offer each other grace love. Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments." The commandment is to love each other as he loves us. So as adults now, we love each other back and forth with grace love, and the fellowship love is created. But as a child, she learned to trust me, to do what I said, which is to say she learned to love me. And it's a lifelong process. But this is what happens in a household, I believe, as we learn to know our children, take them as they are, and help this child grow and change into what this child, as a mature adult Christian, is going to look like. That's a long spiel.
But I think that, well, it's so crucial, though. Grace love, obedience love, and fellowship love. God's love is unconditional for us. That's what you call grace love.
Yes.
Our response to that is obedience, and fellowship love is created.
Yes.
It's a wonderful paradigm of what our love is supposed to be for each other and the way it's supposed to work in a Christian family.
I wish I had understood the mechanical obedience that we train little children in better when my children were small. But what has worked in our household is the move from that to the adult Christian obedience that we see in Jesus to his Father, not obeying to escape punishment, but the obedience that comes from trusting his Father and wanting to please him. That's what's been happening. I think I have called this cooperative obedience, and I've heard you use the same word. It moves from childhood obedience into the cooperation.
Yeah, from mere submission to authority,
yes,
which is a good thing when at the beginning.
When you're little.
To cooperation.
That comes out of trust and love, a love that has
love,
been
trust,
learned.
Love, trust, and obedience are absolutely inseparable,
absolutely,
aren't they?
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.